Every work boot claims to be comfortable and sturdy, but not every work boot has the 5-star reviews to back it up. Danner's Vicious Boot is trusted by thousands of workers every day, no matter the job site or conditions. Each pair is built from full grain leather with waterproof Gore-Tex liners and slip-resistant Vibram soles. Head to Danner.com to learn more. That's Danner.com.
Keep your table sounding like this with Cheerios Oat Crunch. It's breakfast bliss that the whole family can enjoy, with energy from whole grains to help keep you going, along with 4 unique flavors, cinnamon, berry, almond, and oats and honey. So next breakfast, remember, a little crunch goes a long way. Learn more and shop for Cheerios Oat Crunch at Cheerios.com. 24 grams to 30 grams whole grain per serving, at least 48 grams recommended daily.
Today's show is sponsored by Taking the Leap, the Quantum Leap Recap podcast hosted by Jason Gore and produced by the legendary Don Strong. Episode 1 is setting podcast records worldwide. Later in this show, we will have some exclusive news about Episode 2. Taking the Leap. Don't sleep on the leap. Let's start the show. Hey everybody, welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. Each episode of this podcast recaps an episode of Friends, and we're about to take on another one, so let's go do it. So why don't you come with me, and we can go meet my friends and your friends, The Friends. Hey, thanks everybody, and welcome back to Meet My Friends, The Friends, The Friends Recap Podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling. I'm the host of this. Today we are talking about Season 3, Episode 15, the one where Ross and Rachel take a break. And this was written by Michael Borkow. Written by Michael Borkow, directed by series... pilot director and series recurring director James Burrows, the television legend. And this one aired on February 13th, 1997. This one is Phoebe dates a diplomat who doesn't speak English, and she convinces Monica to double date with her so the translator will have a date. Chandler and Joey gawk at the Xerox woman who works at the Xerox place. She invites them both to a dance club. Ross interrupts Rachel's late night emergency at the office, which leads to a big fight. Rachel decides it's time for them to take a break. Ross goes out dejectedly to a club, catches up with Joey and Chandler, and then ends up kissing the Xerox girl, the woman who works there. I should say we have sitting here, not on the show, though, not in that capacity. We have former Meet My Friends, The Friends engineer, Pat Byrne. How are you?
I'm pretty well. I almost got all my stuff here, and I'm just here for a couple hours till my flight leaves back to sunny California.
Because you're here, you're getting some stuff that...
Yeah.
Or the reason you're... Look, you said you were here to get some stuff.
Yep.
That Jason said was left in the studio.
Correct.
I'm not going to...
Short window of time.
Okay. I'm not going to put any judgment on that. If you say it, I don't know. It feels like the kind of thing... that Jason would do as a move to spy on me or the show or to do something, I don't know.
Yeah, that's, judging by what he's done to you and the show and what he's done to me while I was on this show, I understand why you would have those fears.
Yes, that's it. And look, I'm not expecting you to tell me either which way.
Yeah, look, I'm part of why I'm here is because out of respect, I'm going to let you finish recording this episode, I have my things here. The microphone I'm speaking into happens to be one of those things. So I'm not going to unplug it. That would be unprofessional.
Wait, so that mic that is Jason's mic?
Yeah, I think he switched it out because it sounded better a long time ago. And then
we'll figure that out after
course.
The show.
Yeah, this is here. We'll figure that out. Sure.
Well, let me just say today, ironically, how about this? Today's show is sponsored by Taking the Leap, the hit Quantum Leap recap podcast hosted by Jason Gore and produced by Don Strong. Rumors have been circulating about when episode 2 of Taking the Leap would be released. And as everyone knows, where there are rumors, lies and deception are not far behind. But trust one thing, Taking the Leap is coming soon. The show that redefined recap podcast greatness will once again reinvent the invention. Reinvent the invention.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's as is. Stead.
So get ready to take the leap. There you go.
That's everything.
Yeah.
Got it.
Great. Oh, so you're checking on that.
Well, they gave me a few forms, and that was one of them.
Okay. Yeah. Well, that's fine.
The other's a work order to get it. Yeah.
This episode is a rough one. Rachel and Ross breaking up is not good. It's rough to see, but it's it really draws a line between the two of them because Ross is so annoying, and it's so pushy and territorial. And Rachel pushes back, sticks up for herself. Chandler and Joey gawking at the Xerox girl is strange, and also plotting out if the two of them are going to hook up with her, what that's going to be, it's just, again, it's odd and a little out of date, I would say. I don't know. It's not great. Did not age well. Phoebe and Monica double dating with the, diplomat is kind of pointless. Not, great. This day in Friends history, once again, is the,
February 13th, 97.
Yeah. It's
yeah,
not doing that one.
I got a personal this day in Pat's Friend's history.
Yeah. If you want. Okay. Sure.
I don't even know if I should do this here or anywhere. But
go ahead.
Look, this show meant a lot to me, and February 13th, 97 would have been the first. Thursday night after my parents got divorced. And so the fact that it's kind of ironic that this one's called the one where Ross and Rachel take a break, because that, you know, I saw a lot through this show, and that, and this show was kind of a release for me and an escape for me. So that was that's just something that that's a personal history one for me, and I don't remember what was on Seinfeld a half an hour later, but I do remember this episode because it did kind of let me know that, you know, this happens to a lot of people.
Okay, so, well, that's a very thoughtful thing for you to talk about on the show.
And if anyone wants to reach out, if everyone's going through a hard time with that, who's a listener of the show, you can reach me at. Pat@takingtheleap.com.
All right. Well, thanks for sharing that. Yeah, that was sure. That was nice. Hey, you know what? Why don't we do
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Five, now streaming.
He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R, now streaming only on Hulu.
Every work boot claims to be comfortable and sturdy, but not every work boot has the 5-star reviews to back it up. Danner's Vicious Boot is trusted by thousands of workers every day, no matter the job site or conditions. Each pair is built from full grain leather with waterproof Gore-Tex liners and slip-resistant Vibram soles. Head to Danner.com to learn more. That's Danner.com.
Here, I got a little little thing for you. How about that? A little bit of a surprise. Let's go to the different segments on the show. Here are Friends First.
Hey, I'm going to call you right back. I'm recording that thing.
It's a Friends First.
Oh, my gosh.
Friends First.
Yeah, that was you.
God, I sounded so young.
Well, I wouldn't say
that. That's wild.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, the Friends First for this one. We got a couple. The first appearance is Laura Dean as Sophie. The first appearance of Chloe, often mentioned on the show as the hot girl from the Xerox place with the belly button ring.
Yeah. Little Miss 97.
Mm-hmm.
She's just the firecracker that said, this is 1997.
That's right.
You know?
And this is also the first appearance of Isaac, who's the brother of Phoebe's massage co-worker friend, Jasmine. And this comes into play very soon with that one.
It was almost a throwback to the fact that they had Chris Isaac on so much.
The idea that the guy
the
Isaac.
The character's name is it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Friends fun fact. See if you can identify this artist, Pat.
Is that recording?
I think so.
Friends facts. Friends facts. Friends facts.
That was probably the best one we did. Yeah.
These are the bumpers you did for
yeah.
the show.
No, I know that was mm-hmm. that one was probably the best one.
And the fun Friends fact was this episode takes place exactly a season after Rachel and Ross's trip to the planetarium, which was their second date, signifying that their relationship literally lasted an, quote, an exact year.
I got electrocuted while I was recording those.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. No, it was worth it.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Line of the episode.
It's the line. Nope. It's the line of the episode. It's the line of the episode.
You're singing along with it, huh?
Look, it's catchy, all right?
Mm-hmm.
I know a hook. And I miss it.
The line of the episode, Ross goes, "Oh, come on, we just had this huge fight, all right? Don't I have to wait a while?" Chandler says, "Hey, this isn't like swimming after you eat. Pick up your phone." And Chandler says to Joey, "You know that whole swimming thing is a myth." And Joey says, "Yeah, tell that to my Uncle Lenny." And Chandler says, "Why? What happened to him?" Joey says, "Nothing. He just really believes in that." It's a good one.
It is good.
Yeah. Now, rank the episode. I'm giving this a low one. 4.5 out of 10.
Ooh.
Everyone's off their game. Not a good episode.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Do you think it was the directing?
I think it was probably just the
story.
Where all the story shook out. It just didn't add up on this one.
It's like the mid-series a turn, like
yes.
arch. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. It's time for me to rate the Friends.
Rate the Friends. Well, rate the Friends now. 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 Oh my God, so fun! What was your favorite?
What was that sound? Was something fell?
The keyboard fell.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. What was your favorite?
Of
those old bumpers, yeah.
Probably that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Phoebe, Monica, Rachel, Joey, Chandler, Ross. So, Pat, thank you for...
Tom, this was fun. And it wasn't supposed to be fun, and I wasn't supposed to have fun.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I'm still mad. I'm going to be mad about what happened, but I'm not going to... Here's where my head's at. I'm mm-hmm. trying not to look at it at all. I'm mm-hmm. trying to move forward. Mm-hmm. I didn't think I'd be in the same room with you again, and now I'm here. I'm not thinking about any of that. You're playing those old bumpers. Guess what I'm remembering? Good moments and fun, and the fact that we both love a show called Friends.
As well you should. That's what you should be thinking. That's what we all should be thinking about here.
World peace starts at home.
It does. Yes, world peace does start at home. And, you know, best of luck to you and the friend and the podcast you're doing, Taking the Leap.
Yeah. Listen, I mean, I didn't think I'd be out there and things are going well. And I mean, I haven't seen much of California or LA. I've kind of just seen the ride from where I'm staying to the podcast studio and back, you know.
Okay.
I haven't really left Glendale where I'm staying.
Sure.
But it's nice out there. People have been nice and someone's given me a big opportunity. I have to take it. That's the business, right? That's the the business of show business. So I'm going to take it. But it's hard. It's not easy. I mean, there's going to be ups and downs. Mm-hmm. I think there's some of those happening right now for another person who worked on this show. And
really?
Yeah. And I'm a little maybe worried for him.
You're worried?
Yeah.
So, you're talking about Jason.
Yeah. We'll talk about this off air. But I think...
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I didn't come here to do this.
Trying, I know you're trying to sell me. Look, that's your your guy now.
I know. And I'm scared for
him. Well, thanks for joining us, Pat, and thanks for listening to Meet My Friends of Friends. We will be back with another episode of Friends very soon of Meet My Friends of Friends. Thanks for listening and we will catch you soon. And thanks for listening to Meet My Friends of Friends. Have a great day or night, depending on when you listen to this. So he's...
They sent me to spy. That's why I'm here.
That's what I thought.
They sent me to spy here, and I...
And who is it? Is it Don and Jason, or just Jason?
I don't know anymore. Here's the thing. Okay. I'm honestly scared for him. Like, this guy is dangerous. Don is dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason might be in trouble for it.
Okay.
And if there's any part of you that cares about that guy, like, now's the time to do something.
There's not anymore. No.
Well listen,
look. Okay.
He's a part of the show.
He's not. He was.
He was, but he was a part of the history. All right. I'm here.
We'll talk about. Okay.
I just came forward to you that I would. They sent me here to spy. There's no mics. Okay, you true. Obviously own everything here.
Yeah.
So what do we do?